Cubs and Brewers wrapping up a three-game set at Wrigley. They had to wait nearly an hour through the rain to get this one started. Fourth inning, 3-1 Brewers, and Jonathan Villar adding on.
1-2 coming. And Villar flares this over the glove of Russell and into center field, rounding third and headed for home is Arcia. And stopping at second base is Malone. Jonathan Villar gets his first hit of this series, and what a time for it to come. Have him at first and second for Wilson Contreras. The 1-2 pitch to Contreras. Ground ball, right side, that's going to get through. Just past Thames' glove and into right field. Rounding third, headed for home is Rizzo. They'll put the brakes on Russell at third. It's a 4-2 ball game. Rizzo stays, the pitch. Blooper behind first. It's down for a hit. Bryant scores. Rizzo stops at second. Thames throw on the bag and a little bleeder. A broken bat job to right, and Russell gets a hit. 21 pitches thrown by Neftali. He has not had that same zip as we saw in Toronto. 2-2 coming back. Lined into center. That'll score Jay. And this game is tied for a piece. 2-0 coming back. Russell drives one to left and deep. And this game is over. Into the bleachers, Addison Russell. It's a three-run home run. And the Cubs walk off with a 7-4 win.
7-4 is the final first career walk-off homer for Russell. The Cubs take 2 of 3 in the series. The bullpen did its job, 4 scoreless innings, and closer Wade Davis gets the win. So a big missed opportunity for the Brewers in Chicago. After the game, manager Craig Counsell talked about losing the series on the north side.
I thought Neffy pitched well. I mean, I think you got today. I would say give the Cubs hitters a lot of credit. I mean, they in the last 4 innings really they did a nice job extending at bats against us. Jay did a nice job. Bryant did a nice job on the walk. Rizzo on against Torres. So they did a nice job. They just kept making our guys work. And Russell puts the ball in play. So. I think we made enough pitches today. They just did a nice job of staying alive and staying in counts and certain at-bats.
Is he a guy you see doing that regularly, a 4-pitch?
No, it's not regular for sure. But it's, to me, Corey had worked really hard to get Elmore out. That was another extended at-bat that he had to work very hard at. And I thought, with runners on base there and then a one-run lead, you go to Neffy, you know when you're going to a 4-out save that something like that can happen in the ninth. And to the Cubs' credit, they kept extending at bats. That's the risk of doing it. But I think it was, I'd do it again, because I think that at bat in the eighth where he strikes out Baez is the game as well.
As a whole, there were a lot of strikeouts today by the staff, but did the walks just come around and hurt you?
That's what they did. They kept extending at bats and fouling off pitches, and to their credit, they did a nice job. I mean, those are, our guys, kept throwing strikes. They foul off. You make a pitcher throw 9, 10 pitches in at bat. That makes it tough on the pitcher.
How big was that Elmore at bat? 11 pitches and Corey went to the curveball.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, like I said, I think it was obviously a nice job by Corey to stay with it, but, you have 11 pitch, 10 pitch at bats, and you take a little piece of the pitcher out. We saw that Sunday in Cincinnati with their starter. So, it's a case where I really feel like our guys did a great job making pitches. They kept making pitches. Today was the day that the Cubs hitters just did a nice job late in the game.
How about Tommy? He was a bright spot early.
He pitched very well. No, he pitched very well today. It was definitely his best outing. I just thought he had kind of his front-to-back stuff working. His changeup was very good. Kind of had him between his stuff. So he did a nice job.
Starting pitcher Tommy Malone deserved a better fate. He goes 5 innings, allows 1 earned run on 3 hits. He struck out 5, but takes the no decision and talked about his performance after the game.
I went after it, just kind of trying to stay within myself. Obviously, good lineup, but I just try to stay within myself, not try to do too much.
We were talking yesterday, you wanted to make adjustments, particularly the second time through the
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference for you this start?
I think just the biggest thing is just mixing it with these guys. You know, they're really good at realizing what the previous at bat, what you get them out with. And I think they kind of stick to that. They kind of keep it in the back of their mind. They don't want to get out on that same pitch again. So the biggest key was moving the ball in and out, up and down, changing speeds, just keeping it unpredictable.
They grind at bats, especially late in this game.
Yeah.
They really grind at bats.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what makes them the world champs. You know, they grind, they get on base, they make things happen, and that's why they win a lot of games.
The crew returns home on Thursday to open up a four-game set with the Cardinals. It'll be Zach Davies facing Carlos Martinez.